We're going to have more now on President Bush's announcement that he has nominated Judge Samuel Alito as his choice to go to the United States Supreme Court to replace Justice Sandra Day O'Connor, who is retiring. This is the president's latest try at filling this seat. Harriet Myers was the last one she withdrew last week. And we're going to get more on this now from NPR News analyst Cokie Roberts. Cokie, good morning.
Good morning, Steve. Quite a morning.
Quite a morning. Does this mean there's going to be a big fight over this nomination?
Absolutely. A senior Democrat described Judge Alito to me as a right-wing wacko, quote unquote. And I think that you're going to have a tremendous battle. It's a battle that conservative groups outside of Congress have been dying to have. In order to prove their clout, shore up their fundraising, and a lot of liberal groups have also been eager to have it for exactly the same reasons. And I think you're really, it's on now. Now the president has thrown down the gauntlet. He was pretty much placed in that position by the Myers nomination. And it is going to be quite a battle.
When you say placed in that position, you mean that Myers was seen as somewhat less reliably conservative. That angered conservatives, and now the president has little leeway with them.
That's right. And he, given where he is in the public opinion polls, and most recently at 39% in several polls, that's about what the conservative base is a little, only a little less than 39%. So this is what he's got left at the moment in terms of his approval in the country, and he can ill afford to alienate them. Now, you can make the case that a big fight that he has the potential to lose would be even worse for the president and could weaken him even more. But the truth is, Steve, conservative groups don't much care about that. What they care about is the Supreme Court. That has been the big kahuna. That's what they have cared about for lo these decades of working in the political vineyards. And the issue they care about is abortion. There is hardly anything else that is on the agenda. And the same thing is true of the liberal groups. The issue they care about is abortion. And there's reason to believe that Judge Alito is going to be faithful to the conservatives on that issue.
You're listening to special coverage from NPR News. President Bush, in this hour, has announced that Samuel Alito is his choice for the vacancy on the United States Supreme Court. We're talking to NPR's Cokie Roberts. And Cokie, this announcement comes after a very bad week for the White House, not only losing the Myers nomination, but the indictment of a top official, which raises the question of whether this big fight that you've been talking about is enough to change the subject.
Well, it could change the subject, but it doesn't necessarily change the subject for the better politically from the president's perspective. I think that you get into a situation where the Democrats do have to be a little bit careful here. They objected to the fact that Harriet Myers was withdrawn before she could have hearings after Republicans had complained about nominees not having a quote-unquote up or down vote, which the president reiterated today. So they have to tread carefully. They have to tread carefully about the whole notion of a filibuster against a Supreme Court nominee. But as Nina Totenberg said earlier, if they were saving the right of a filibuster for anything, this is it. Now, on the other hand, you have Republicans like Lindsey Graham, who was one of that group of 14 middle-of-the-road senators who forged a compromise that said, okay, we're going to find a way to not filibuster a bunch of these lower court judges so that we do not trigger what had come to be called the nuclear option, eliminating the filibuster on nominations. And Graham said yesterday, look, that was because I don't approve of filibusters. But if the Democrats decide they're going to filibuster on the basis of ideology, not qualifications, then what they're trying to do is to overturn an election. And in that case, I will go for the nuclear option. And there are probably others who agree with him. And it was significant that this morning the president so highlighted Judge Alito's qualifications, because that will make it harder to make the case for the Democrats on anything other than ideology. But they'll make that case.